Speaking of History podcast number 213, January 8th, 2012, I'm back.
The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Well, it's been a long time since my last podcast. Actually, I went back to the blog and looked it up. My last podcast was on July 22nd of 2010. That was episode number 211, and the topic for that particular podcast was on Mount Vernon when I was doing some work at a workshop at Mount Vernon in the summer of 2010. So it's been a long time. It's been over 500 days, about a year and a half since the last podcast. And if you're a longtime listener to Speaking of History, thank you for listening again. If you are a new listener, we do have a wide archive of podcasts if you want to go back and listen to some of the first 211. But I am encouraged to kind of get this back and get things going again in 2012. I wouldn't necessarily say that it is a New Year's resolution because those typically fail, but it's kind of a thing that I would like to get going again and started and sharing some ideas. One question might be, well, where have you been for the last year and a half? Why have you not been podcasting and blogging as much? And I have blogged a little bit. I typically tend to blog when I go to a major event or we have a presentation that I'm giving somewhere, but I haven't done a podcast for a long time. A lot of that is probably due to the fact that I've been working on my doctorate degree. That's been a focus of mine for the last year and a half. When I was Teacher of the Year for the state of Missouri in 2007 and 2008, at the end of that year, Walden University offered all the Teachers of the Year a scholarship to complete a degree with them. And I already had my master's degree, and I'd never really thought too much about getting a doctorate degree. I don't really need a doctorate specifically for my career goals. I teach in the 8th grade classroom, and that's kind of where I want to be, I think, for the immediate and long-range future. But when the opportunity arose to work on a doctorate through a scholarship, I thought it was too great of an opportunity to pass up. So I've been working on my doctorate of education degree in teacher leadership, and I'm currently done with my coursework. I started in March of 2009 and finished up this last summer, and I'm currently in the process of writing my dissertation. My topic for my dissertation will be how social studies teachers use social media, Twitter specifically, to enhance their classroom instruction. There's been a little bit of work on how teachers are beginning to use Twitter, but I want to kind of take it to that next step and say, okay, how does Twitter actually impact what you do as far as curriculum or instruction in your classroom? And one of the things that I'm going to kind of focus my my thoughts on as far as my dissertation and research is particularly social studies chat. On Monday nights, every Monday night between 6 and 7 Central Time, if you check out the hashtag, hashtag SSChat, so S-S-C-H-A-T, there's an ongoing discussion that's loosely moderated. There's a topic that's brought up, and then teachers around the country have kind of a discussion about that particular topic. And I found that to be extremely useful. It's gaining a lot of momentum. And so that's one of the areas I want to focus in on is, okay, if you participate in this particular type of social media activity, how does that translate into instruction in your classroom? So I'm currently writing my first two chapters of my dissertation, and I'll be working on that for the next several months. And it seems like whenever I used to podcast, would be if I had a little, you know, spare time here, an extra hour or 2 hours there. And really, when I started my doctorate work in March 2009, my doctorate work and my online courses really kind of, you know, had me doing that during my free time instead of podcasting. So I'm kind of hoping that I can use podcasting as a way to kind of continue to motivate me on the path of writing the dissertation, I do want to share a lot of the ideas and things that I've been working on as far as research. There's been some really amazing classes during my program that I've taken. One of the ones that I really enjoyed the most was on global education. And after taking that particular class, I decided to sign up for a fellowship to Japan and was fortunate enough to be accepted into that. And I was able to go to Japan for about 10 days this last summer. And just in general, some of the courses on research, I began to do a lot of research into literacy, particularly some of the differences between gender as far as male and female, and reading comprehension scores. That was one of the topics of a project that I did, and that eventually kind of spiraled into a guy's e-reader club that I currently do in our school. So there's been some great things come out of my coursework. I just haven't really been blogging or podcasting about them, and I hope to be able to kind of bring that back to the podcast and share some of the stuff that we've been working on in class. Dean Shoresky, a teacher in Canada, recently had a blog post kind of talking about how he missed teachers sharing some of their ideas on podcast, and I kind of missed that too. I used to listen to Bud the Teacher and Dean, and you know, there's just a whole bunch of people that used to podcast Steve Dembo, and there's just not as many people kind of sharing those conversations. I think part of that's probably because of Twitter. People are doing a lot more, you know, microblogging and just kind of, you know, maybe talking on their blogs as far as a blog post. And I kind of want to get a little bit of that conversation back. I find myself in my car a lot wanting to listen to podcasts. I load them on my phone and then try and listen to them in the car. And I just wanted to kind of get that conversation back out there. Wes Fryer continues to do an amazing job of having podcasts out there. I'd like to listen to Wes's podcast in the car. So I wanted to kind of join the conversation again, kind of talk about some of the things that are happening in our classroom. One of the things in my classroom this particular year that has really changed is I've completely converted over to a standards-based grading model. I kind of tinkered with it a little bit last year and then kind of went into it 100% this year and have really, really enjoyed it. I feel like I know more about what my students are learning than I ever have at any point in my last 18 years in the classroom. I feel like I'm doing a better job of giving instruction, giving feedback. And so I do, hopefully in the year 2012, want to kind of break down some of the elements of what's happened in my classroom and what's made that successful for me, because it has really, in a way, kind of energized me and really given me hope that that we can do a better job of giving feedback to students and have them assessed on what they really know instead of just doing kind of like the multiple prayer type approach to assessment. So I hope to be talking about that as well. So working on my dissertation, talking about standards-based grading. I do have some presentations coming up here in the spring, some stuff locally here in Kansas City, and then some stuff on the regional basis. So I want to also share some of those experiences. So really what I wanted to do in this podcast was just kind of let everybody know that I'm still here. I plan on rejuvenating the podcast a little bit. If you have any ideas for topics that you would like me to address, go ahead and let me know, and I can try and gear something specially towards maybe a question. I do receive quite a few questions on resources. I've been getting quite a few questions on standards-based grading recently. So if you have something that you'd like me to maybe tackle or address or just bring up for the good of the discussion, definitely feel free to email me. As always, you can find our blog and podcast at the website, which is www.speakingofhistory.com. And you can reach me at email at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So thanks for listening. Hope to get a bunch of these going here in the next couple weeks. And again, welcome back, and I hope to be around for a long time. Thank you very much.